First of all, we say good morning and welcome in to Rob Palmieri. Rob, good morning to you and a pleasure to meet you. This is our first meeting. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and I want to thank you for your invitation to come on your show.
Absolutely, and thank you very much for coming on. First of all, my condolences. I know how hard it is to go through a job loss, and especially one that's as public as this. You know, that's, I guess, probably the part that most people don't understand.
Oh, it's been very difficult, but I always, my philosophy of life is taking negative and make it a positive. And I would have to say at this point, the positive is the people who have reached out to me. It's been very humbling, overwhelming. The phone calls, the people stopping by on a consistent basis, it has not let up at this point. Their support for me and what I've done in the past has been overwhelming. So, you know, as difficult as it is financially, emotionally, I thank God for these people out there because they have certainly have lifted me up.
There certainly is a silver lining there, and it's great that you can recognize that. What I'd like to get into this morning, Rob, I'd kind of like to get your input as to why you believe that you were let go. So if you would, Rob, in your own mind, why were you let go?
Well, I can only say what transpired and the feelings that I have and why I feel it's politically motivated. And then I'd like to address the direction as we move on.
Okay.
But back in December 1st, the mayor was on the second floor, and I believe he just came from an ENA meeting where there was that confrontation with himself and Mike Seminaro, the controller. And as he was walking down the hall along with Dan LaBella, he asked Dan LaBella to move up a little bit. And then he came over to me, and he said, a little birdie told me that you were going to run a primary against me. And I looked right at the mayor and I said, well, first and foremost, get that little birdie, let that little birdie come here and speak in front of all of us.
Okay.
And I said, I can't help people if they're asking me, you know, you should run, encourage me to run. Rumors are out there. But at no time have I told anybody that I was going to run for mayor.
Okay, the mayor has denied saying that.
Listen, there's no way that I could either make up a little birdie, but more importantly, when that did transpire, I told a number of people on that specific day what has happened because it was kind of like almost like a bullying situation. And I talked to a number of people, and then they said, well, you know what? It's funny that transpired. Maybe the heat's off of you because I believe that same day Bill Morehouse indicated that he was going to run for mayor, and I said, well, that's great. It takes the heat off of me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I told some elected officials that I was concerned about, that I felt very uncomfortable, and I told a number of people. So you don't make that up. It transpired. It happened. If the mayor wants to deny that, he knows in the heart of hearts what he said to me, why he said it to me, and that's the end result.
Okay, so and that's why you believe that that you were let go because he saw you as a potential political opponent. Is that the point?
I would have to think that.
Okay.
I mean, based on the feedback that I've received from a variety of people, that you know it's a no brainer out there.
Okay, well, let me ask you specific to the firing itself when the three of you were brought in to be let go. Essentially, can you give me roughly what was said, what transpired?
Well, the first part of the day, there was supposed to be a 10 o'clock meeting to go over, I believe, some of the budget. And there was a list of members to be there. And I happened to be on that list as a Codes Commissioner, Chief Brooks, Tony Arcuri. There was Randy Caldwell, Randy Soggs. There was, all the department heads. So, and then I received a phone call that it was changed to 10:30. And then at that point, it seemed like, no one knew what was going on. So as I went in there, a few people were going in at 10 o'clock. I went in there, and then the mayor asked me if I please could, give him a couple, 10 minutes or so, and actually let me out of the mayor's conference room. So then I went back into my office, and I was waiting. Mm-hmm. And then one of the secretaries says, Dan LaBella needs you. So at that point, I walked into the conference room. There was the mayor along with Dan LaBella, Tony Arcuri, Randy Soggs, and then the mayor just, formally wrote, read me that it was terminated, and that was it. I mean, there was no discussions, and that was the end of the day.
When you were let go, were the other two let go simultaneously? Were they in the room with you?
No, they were not.
Okay. All right. And you were escorted out by police?
Yes. And I could say this, that I felt so sorry for the officer, whom is someone that I've worked with over the last 8 years, mm-hmm. with our sweeps and so forth, that he was, you know, I think at the time he was more, he was devastated. At this point, I was in shock. So it was, you know, it was a very difficult time.
Can you kind of give me a description of where you have been, Rob, over the past, you know, year or two? Because your job title has changed once or twice with the city.
Yes, it has. It has. And if we look back, I went from weed and seed liaison. And prior to that, I was a deputy public safety commissioner under the Julian administration. And then back in January of this year, Raffaro decided that he was going to consolidate the codes department, and he wanted me in the wanted me to be in the forefront to have that go through. So mm-hmm. then I was appointed, I believe, in January as deputy public safety commissioner. And then that was changed back to weed and seed. And then back in August, it was public safety, or commissioner.
Why the change? Because codes went to the fire department for a very brief time, maybe a month or so, and then went to you. Why the change there? Do you know why that just didn't work out?
Well, we could have a whole show on why it did not work out, but I think it comes back to communication. And I think this does stem from the fact that when it was consolidated with the Utica Fire Department and the ROP and the 1203s and all the other initiatives that the Utica Fire Department had taken on, I believe at that point that the mayor was having some problems with Chief Russ Brooks. They were going at it, and if anybody knows Chief Russ Brooks, he certainly does not back down, and he'll do what he believes is right for his department, and that soured tremendously. And when August came around, that's when the mayor came to me and says, you know, I want you to be the codes commissioner. We're taking the codes away from the fire department. And at that point, I emphatically told the mayor, I don't think that is a good decision for your tenure as a mayor. It shows that you're going back and forth and flip-flopping. Let's sit down with the chief and try to work this out for the betterment of the people and for everyone. I think the concept was the concept that Albany has been using and has been very successful. So I tried to nurture the fact that let's try to work it out. I'd be more than happy to sit down with the chief because I have a very good rapport with him. And he emphatically said, absolutely not. I'm done with this. I'm done with Russ Brooks, and that's it. So I was not really in a position. I didn't feel it was in the best interest, but I was either you either take it or you don't. You're out of a job.
That was a mandate. You needed to get into this. Okay.
Oh, there's no question. And quite frankly, I put in writing to him why I felt this was not a good decision. Mm-hmm. And the decision was based more or less on his mayoral platform than anything else.
And was there any response to that? That written notice that you didn't feel that it was in the best interest? Did you get a response from the mayor?
Yeah, the response was at the time was there was a meeting with myself, the mayor, mm-hmm. Dan LaBella, Tony Arcuri, and Linda Fittata, that it, take it or leave it. Mm-hmm. I just almost like the point maybe I should resign because it's just so tumultuous at this point. And the reason why I didn't at that point is that later in the day, I talked to Chief Mark Williams, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and Chief Russ Brooks, just to get input from them. And they both said, listen, Rob, you're so important out there. You do a great job on the streets. You do a great job with the people. We'll make this work out. And then I met with Dave Raffaro, mayor, on, mm-hmm. on Monday, and that's where we went.
All right. We're talking to ex-Codes Commissioner Rob Palmieri. Now, a lot of people in Utica would view these changes as a sign of instability in this administration. Do you go along with that?
It is what it is. I mean, I don't want to be negative. I really want to be positive in this. And because of all the positive support I've had, some people, and I want to make this a positive. However, when the mayor says he wants another direction, when you keep on changing your direction consistently, then it appears that you're lost.
And we'll discuss that in just a couple of minutes. Can you hang out for a minute or two?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sorry, it's not.
Well, no, I'm still actively involved. I'm on about five or six different boards. And
I, 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 But I wasn't trying to imply that you had nowhere to be, Rob. That's not what I was getting
at. That's okay. That's okay. Fine. Let's laugh about it.
Absolutely. What else could you do? It's ex-Codes Commissioner Rob Palmieri. I got an email that I really didn't understand. I don't know where it came from. There simply was an address and no author named in it. And I'm not sure if this is pro or con, but here goes. I vowed that I would read it anyway, and who knows, maybe the author will call me. Fired Rob Palmieri. Idiots at their best. Why was it condoned? Are you for the people, residents, taxpayers? Is our city left to the people that care? As residents, we're trying to rebuild our city, not destroy it. Why do I smell a villain? Why do I smell a villain in housing visions as part of this plan? They messed up on the project. Check out their construction on the 700 block of Noyes Street. It's unsafe to neighboring houses. As residents, very few believe in our government. Change in the next election is needed. We need people in local government that know what they're doing. Take a popular vote. It'll be a matter of time before change will be here, like in November. No more political parties. Instead, what is best for the people? I'm not exactly sure what that means, but there you go. There's from Rob Palmieri as we talked to you this morning. Rob, how many years in city government in Utica?
A council person for 14 years, and then in the capacity of, and I like to use this terminology more than anything else because I wore a number of different hats, as we've talked about, weed and seed liaison, deputy public safety commissioner, codes. But the ultimate is, I'm a public servant. That's all I've ever been. Titles are just titles, and really the person makes the title.
Okay. Open phones this morning, by the way, if you have a question for Rob, 624-0870. Encourage your calls, 624-0870. Now, let's talk a little bit about what the mayor said about going in a new direction, although, you know, really I felt it kind of a vague answer. It was an answer, and I guess probably the only one really that he can give given the circumstances. What do you believe that direction is?
I really don't know. I mean, prospectively, if I look at it, as I said back in a year from
let me ask you this way, Rob. Did you ever butt heads with the mayor and have him say, this is not the way we want to do things, this is not the direction we want to go in? Was that not those words ever used?
The mayor has always said, you know what, you do a great job. I get phone calls all the time. You're one of the very few that I people say, you're always there, you take care of the problems, you're on the streets. You know, the tough problems that were coming in there that no one could really get into, I was able to build a relationship, whether it be a landlord, a tenant, somebody from the state, the county, law enforcement. We always came up with positive results. So at no time, and I say at no time, that anybody ever said, well, your job performance, quite frankly, to be elevated to either deputy public safety commissioner or codes commissioner, when I stated that I didn't think it was in the best interest to him to make that move because it was, you know, you're always changing directions, as he says. I felt that stability was more important at that point, and I would do everything I could behind the scenes to help that, you know, move forward. And quite frankly, I wrote it down. It's not even a point that I could say I'm on the show right now saying something. It's backed up with a documentation that it was given to the mayor during this duration.
So this was totally out of left field, this firing. This came to you. You were totally blindsided, had no idea it was coming, would you say?
Well, I would say based on job performance, absolutely not.
And that's all I guess you can base it on. Okay, so as far as job performance went, you had no idea. It's not like you would, think at the end of the day, gee, you know, this really didn't go too well. I really need to start looking out for my job. I need to start going in a new direction. None of that ever crossed your mind?
Mike, absolutely not. Okay. I mean, my days and my nights were three to four nights a week I was out. I would do sweeps with the Utica Police Department at nights. So people would see me on the streets. It's not a point of job performance, and that can never be said. I think if you talk to, and the bottom line is talk to the people. Let's not talk to politicians. Talk to the people and see what they think.
All right, let's try this again. B95, good morning. You're on the radio.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
It's Zucca, the councilman over in West Utica.
Jim, how you doing?
Good, and you?
I'm doing good, thanks. We got a pretty bad connection. What's up?
Yeah, I'm on a cell phone, and the weather is horrible out here. I'm on the arterial right now. But okay. I just heard you speaking to former Commissioner Palmieri, and I just wanted to say I am extremely upset with the decision that was made by the current administration, and I think it was a major mistake on his part. Mr. Palmieri is a friend to West Utica, East Utica, and Corn Hill, and he has helped in many of our neighborhoods with issues that have been longstanding issues with problem landlords, with drugs, just the community issues that if Rob was not there doing his job, I'll tell you the job would not be have been done. And I want to thank him for his service, and it is appreciated by some.
Jim, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Drive careful.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Jim Zecca, one of our councilmen. That's got to make you feel good.
Hmm? Yeah, yes, it does.
All right, so let's talk, if we could, a little bit about your plans now, Rob. Where do you go from here? I mean, I think it's safe to say, and I don't think we're being overly dramatic to say that you've dedicated your life to cities to public service here in the city of Utica. Where do you go from here?
Well, I could say that I love the city.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take a hard look at. And I have at this point. A number of people have called me. I plan on putting together a committee to take a look at the mayoral position.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit more in just a couple of minutes. B95, good morning. You're on the radio.
Good morning. I'm enjoying listening to your talk show. But one thing I do have to say is he's got at least 3 or 5 votes out of South Utica already.
Really?
If he decides to run for mayor.
Really? Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
And by the way, these calls are unsolicited. We talked about silver linings a little bit, and the fact that you want to put a positive spin on everything, Rob, it just has to make you feel wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about that now. And obviously, we don't want to ask you to announce a candidacy now, but when you hear these calls, you have to think, boy, you know what? The city is asking for a change right now. The timing is right. You certainly have, through this firing, a bit of momentum going. Let's take one more call before we finish this thought off. B95, good morning. You're on the radio.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Bob, how are you?
Good. You have dedicated people there this morning.
Well, thank you.
It gives us all hope in the whole area. I'm from Westmoreland, Rome area. And even if he goes to a county job, that would be great.
Hmm.
I was just curious. I'm a bird watcher. What color feathers did this little birdie have? Did the mayor specify?
No, he did not.
Okay. He didn't dump on his head and make him mad or something.
Enough bird analogies. Thank you,
Bob. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we got our fill of bird metaphors for the day. Okay, so I had set the whole thing up saying that, that right now maybe the city is looking for a change. We have an election coming up. People certainly have, even if it's a sympathy for you right now, there certainly seems to be a momentum building up behind you. And you say you formed a committee now for a possible look at a mayoral run. Is that what you'd said?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. And you know, this is the emotions are very high at this point, and I want to make sure that everything that we do at this point is for the right purpose. To move the city forward. If I do make that decision to run for mayor, I want people that across the board have the same philosophy that I do, is the vision of, mm-hmm. We are in difficult times. We all understand that, but I think if we work together, I think if people come on board, that regardless if you're Republican, Democrat, conservative, it really doesn't make a difference. People are concerned about public safety. They're concerned about the streets, and it doesn't make a difference what your title is at that point. You need to be a Utican, and the pride needs to go back, and there's got to be integrity that they're looking for.
All right. We're talking to Rob Palmieri. Rob, have you talked to either Linda or Robert Sullivan?
I had a very brief conversation with Linda. And just to see how she was doing,
mm-hmm.
and that's about the only thing I've done at this point. I think she's having a very difficult time, and when I did call her once, she really didn't even come to the phone. And the second time was, I just said that, things
well, she's work she's
out.
She's been with the city a long time,
yes,
as well.
She has. Yes, she has.
Okay, and who knows? Maybe we'll get her in on the show at some point. So, what are you doing right now to stay busy? You said that you're on, a few different committees.
I've always been active. I had 14 years of coaching at Notre Dame while I was in VAC. I have to say this. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
A wonderful, wonderful family.
Mm-hmm.
Very supportive, and I owe a lot to them.
All right, Rob Palmieri, our ex-codes commissioner, Rob, we know you're going to bounce
back
from this.
Very emotional at this point.
Yeah, and that's understandable. And on that note, we'll let you go.